Welcome to a fantastic word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, an associate pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We are so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Well, guys, we're going to jump into our message for this morning. We're going to be in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. In the title of the message today is a command from the Lord, that is to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. I believe that God is wanting us to trust in Him today. You know, I believe that there is a God-ordained command built into the Word of God that's calling us to trust in Him. Whether it be us believing in Him for the first time to be saved, or whether it is trusting Him to guide the steps of our life every day. Either way, there is a call upon our life to trust in God. And I also believe that that we are hardwired to trust in God, to rely on Him. We are created to rely on God. And even though that is true, it is not always easy to trust. And the fact is that life, as we know it, many times is full of uncertainty. There are moments in the times of our life where we find ourselves wondering what we should do. Where we find ourselves asking ourselves, which path should we take? You know, we've all been in a moment, in a time in our life where there's been a fork in the road, and we're trying to figure out which way we should go, which path we should take. However, we are given a promise from God to help us in these situations. Whether you have faced them before, or whether you're going through one now, or whether you will be facing one at some point, we all find ourselves in a moment where we are trying to find the right decision to make. God gives us a promise. It's found in Proverbs chapter 3. So let's go ahead and read it. Verses 5 and 6 says this. I'm sure that you have read this verse, and most likely you have probably memorized this verse if you've grown up in church. It says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Again, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. And at the end of the day, I think that that is what we're looking for. We're all just looking for the path that we are supposed to take to be made clear, for us to know what to do when the time comes, for us to know the direction we are supposed to go with our life when that time comes. And I believe that there is great confidence when we know the direction we are supposed to go. What I mean is, when we know when God is telling us to go a direction, there is a confidence that comes that even when we know that there's going to be some difficulty along the way, there is some confidence when we know when God has told us to do something, or whenever He is leading us down a path, we know it's not just us, but God's got my back. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Whenever you know that God's got your back, here, God is saying that He will direct your paths. His promise is that He will make our paths straight, that He will put us on the right path. All we have to do is trust in Him. And He says that we must trust God with our whole heart, to trust God with all of your heart, which means to trust only in Him. And I think the reason why he says that is in the second part, you know, Solomon, King Solomon is the one who wrote this, Proverbs. And he is considered to be the wisest man to ever live. And what he writes is to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And he says, lean not on your own understanding. Verse 7 in this same chapter says, do not be wise in your own eyes. There is something that Solomon is trying to get across to us to understand that we are to trust in God and not trust in ourselves. And that is an important word because the fact is, the truth is, that many times we tend to look inward to find the answer that we're looking for to the problem that's at hand. We'll look inward to our experiences, our knowledge, whatever it may be, but Solomon is saying, do not lean on your own understanding, but instead trust in the Lord. Our inclination can be at times to look inward, but that is what he's telling us and encouraging us not to do. So why? Why should we not lean on our own understanding? I'm just going to point out two reasons, and the Word of God is full of these, but just a couple of things I think are relevant to the message today and to this passage. Number one is that we are subject to error. That's a reality, is that we are subject to error. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 25 says that, for the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. That's really interesting to think about. The foolishness of God is wiser than any human wisdom. In other words, as smart as we can be, we don't come close to even considering to be in the same stratosphere as God. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. There is a way that seems right to us. When we look inward, we only see part of the solution. We only see so much. A way seems right to a man. A way seems right to me, but it only leads to destruction. You see, there is something about us, something that is inside of us that is untrustworthy. And I'm not talking about to others. I'm talking about to ourselves. And while we have been saved, when we accepted Jesus Christ in our life, whenever you accept Jesus Christ into your life for the first time, you are saved from the penalty of sin, which separates you from God. One day, Jesus will return and he will collect his church. We will spend eternity with him. And when that happens, we will be saved from the presence of sin. What a day that's going to be. But until then, we live in a world where we are still being saved from the power of sin. In other words, we as people are affected and impacted by the presence and the power of sin. The Word of God tells us in Jeremiah 17 that the heart is deceitful and it is desperately sick. Our hearts deceive us. You see, why we can't look inward, why we have to be careful not to look inward to find the answer and the solution to the situation that is at hand, is that anything, any wisdom, any knowledge that we have is impacted by the presence and the power of sin. And that is what God inspired Solomon to write in his word, is to not trust ourselves. And a second reason why we should not lean on our own understanding is that we are partial in our knowledge. We only know so much. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, for we now see in a mirror dimly, But then we will see God face to face, is what it says. But then it says, now I know in part. I know in part. But then I shall fully know. But for now, I'm partial in my knowledge. I only know so much because the fact is that we are finite. We are limited beings. God is infinite. We are finite. We only know so much, but God, He is removed from time, space, and matter, and He is able to see our entire life. He sees the whole picture. He knows all things. He is infinite, but we only see in part. To answer the problems, the answer to our problems are not in us. We cannot find the answer to the solution or to the problem at hand. Let us not lean on our own limited understanding that is impacted and affected by the presence and power of sin, but instead, let us wholly, with our whole hearts, trust in the Lord. Now, when it tells us to trust in the Lord, the question that comes to my mind that I think is important to answer is, what exactly about God are we trusting? What is it about God that we are banking on to be true that we can trust in? What is it that we are trusting in? A few things. Number one is God's nature. We can trust in God's nature, who He is, that He is who He says He is, that God is good. He is good. That is who He is. And because He is good, I can trust that anything that He's going to do for me or on my part, whatever plans He has for me, whichever direction He sends me, is going to be good. Because that is who He is. That God does not change. He's not going to change His mind about how the way that He feels about me. He's not going to change His mind on what He decided as far as my eternity goes. He's not changing His mind. That is who He is. He does not change. He leads us into paths of righteousness because He is good. He will never lie. He will always lead us in the right direction. He is always truthful. And God is faithful. God is faithful. Even when we are unfaithful, God remains faithful. Even when we fail Him, He will never fail us. We can trust in God. That is who He is. His nature stays the same. And God's plans are perfect. He is perfect. And I'm banking on the fact that He's perfect, because my trust is in Him. He is encouraging me to trust in the Lord. He is encouraging you today to trust in the Lord. You can trust in who He is. And not only can you trust in who He is, you can also trust in what He said that He will do. You can trust in His promises. Amen. That He will do what He says that He will do. The Word of God promises that He cares for you. And not just saying that He cares for you, but He truly does. He cares about you and He watches over you. That is His promise, is that He cares for you. His promise is that He will never forget you. The devil wants you to believe that He's forgotten all about you. He's forgotten about your situation and He has moved on. He's got bigger things, bigger fish to fry. That is not the truth. That is opposite of what the Lord promises. The fact is that not only does He care about you, but He doesn't forget about you. He won't. He has plans to prosper you and to give you hope. His promise is that He is going to prosper you and that He is going to put you on the direction and a path that only leads to hope, not destruction, not despair, but hope of goodness, something that we can look forward to. His promise is that he is with you and that he has never left you, that he's not going to leave you. At times we imagine, where is God? But the fact is that he's with you. He has never left you and he never will leave you. That is his promise. And what I love about this is that he also promises that he will keep his promise. He will always keep his promises. If you go to easysermons.com, these notes are on there, and you can see I have scripture references attached to these things, and so you can go and look these up if you want. But we trust in God's nature, we trust in God's promises, and we trust in God's sovereignty, that he knows best. God is in control of everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. He is the creator and the sustainer of the universe. All things are in his hands. There is nothing that is outside the sphere of God's reign. And it's because of this, it's because of God's sovereignty, that not only should I trust God, but I must. I must trust him. There is no better place for me to put my trust than in God. He cares about me. He is there for me. He is good. He has my best interest in mind, and he is in control of all things. God's desire is that we would give our complete trust over to him. Not just 75% and reserve the 25% for the moments that we feel like only we can answer. Remember, we can't lean on our own understanding, but instead to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. At the end of the day, he knows what's best. In continuation of explaining what trusting with your whole heart looks like, we get to verse 6, and Solomon writes, to acknowledge him in all your ways. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And he says, to acknowledge him in all of your ways. So what does that mean? To acknowledge is to know. It is to submit or to seek his will. In other words, to acknowledge means to recognize that God, that he is God in my life. That he is God. Not just that he's God, but I'm going to recognize, I'm going to acknowledge that he is God in my life. In every area of my life, I'm going to acknowledge him. I realize that I don't just, not that I should just want him, but I need God. We need him. We really need him. He wants us to rely on him. When we humble ourselves before God, which, as we have heard this definition laid out by Pastor Ron for so many years, to humble ourselves means to recognize our need for God. And when we recognize our need for him, it is a position of our heart where we acknowledge him and say, God, I need you. God, I need you. Where we call out to him when we wake up and when we go to sleep, when we leave the house and when we come home, when I'm before people and whenever I'm alone, when things are good, when things are difficult, when things are easy, when things are hard, in every situation, in all my ways, to acknowledge God is to say, God, I need you at all times. Lord, I need you. It makes me think about this young lady that I saw while we were in Kenya We were at Sarah's house, and which is a wonderful ministry. You've probably seen the ministry out in the hallway on our display out there. But what a wonderful time it was. But I remember before our elders got to hand out Unga to the families and to the moms that were there, I remember Sarah had her worship team. And the worship team was made up of small children. And the oldest couldn't have been more than 14, 15, 16 years old. And I remember watching this one specific young lady. And man, she was singing her heart out, man. I mean, she was singing. And listen, it wasn't her voice that like captured me. It wasn't. It was the way that she was singing from her heart. And what I saw in that moment was a young lady who didn't have a whole lot. I mean, it's clear that these people don't have a whole lot. There's not a lot that she can give God, but the one thing that she does have is her heart. And she was laying her heart out before God, recognizing him, acknowledging him, and acknowledging that she needs him. It was a beautiful sight. And seeing that made me, you know, I feel like the Lord was kind of just speaking to me and reminding me of me as a young man whenever I was in my car crying out to God, just saying, God, all I want to do is serve you. All I want to do is serve you. I think my car broke down actually in that moment, but I didn't have anywhere to go, so I was just praying. But I remember just crying out to him, and the Lord just brought me back to that moment. And, you know, sometimes, you know, whenever we get ahead in life or we get somewhere in life, not that we try to forget about the Lord, but sometimes he can become a distant thought. But the Lord wants us to know that he wants us and is encouraging us and calling out to us to trust in him, to trust in the Lord with our whole heart and to acknowledge him in our life, wherever we go. And it says that if we will do that, if we trust in the Lord and lean not on our own understanding and acknowledge him in all our ways, he says that he will direct your path. Listen, that's what we're looking for. We're asking God, show me the way. Put me on the right path. He's saying, trust in me. Trust me. Place your trust in me again. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't lean on the things that I've given you. Don't lean on the comfort that you find, but instead trust in me and acknowledge me. And he says, I'm going to continue to guide you. Amen? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. A few takeaways for today. Number one, recognize that you need God. Let us recognize that we need God. We must humble ourselves before him, not just today, but then tomorrow, in the next day. Not just in the morning, but throughout the day. Realizing that we need him. Just because we get to work there, you know, get to work and back and our car is great doesn't mean that we don't need him. Just because the bills are paid doesn't mean that we don't need him. We need God. We need him. Let us recognize that we do indeed need him. Secondly, let us believe that his ways are higher than our ways. The Word of God tells us that his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. In other words, we probably may not see what God sees. We may not understand why God is doing why God is doing what he is doing. We may not understand it, but at the same time, we don't have to. All we have to do is trust. You see, God knows what is best, and he cares for you. He loves you. He has your best interests in mind. He's got a plan for you. And it's one, to prosper you and to give you hope. That is the truth. He just needs for you to trust him. You don't have to know what's going to happen. You don't have to know how it's going to unfold. You don't have to know how God is going to do it. All you got to do is trust him. He'll take care of the rest. We may have to take a few steps along the way. There might be a few things that God may need us to do along the way, but he'll do the heavy lifting. He'll do what only he can do. And then thirdly, trust that he will do what he says that he will do. Amen. Let us recognize that we need God, believe that his ways are higher than our ways, and trust that he will do what he said that he will do. That is his promise. He wants us to trust in his promises. They're promises for a reason. Let us spend less time trying to make it work. Spend less time trying to figure it out. And instead, spend more time trusting that God will do what he said he will do. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, God, we thank you, Lord, that today all you are calling for us to do today is to trust in you, God. Father, I pray, God, that you would forgive us, God, where we have failed you, Lord. And I pray, God, that you would help us, Lord, to trust in you. God, not to lean on our own understanding, but instead to acknowledge you in all of our ways. And Father, I pray, God, that you will make our paths straight. Father, I pray that you will put us on the right path. God, I pray for those, Lord God, who are going through trouble, God, who are going through difficulty, God, who are needing, Father, an answer, God, who are needing to know what direction to go. Lord, I pray, Father God, for your guidance. Lord, I pray, God, for your intervention. Lord, I pray that you would meet their needs in the name of Jesus. God, touch us. God, guide us. Lead us, Father. Our trust is in you today, Father. God, not in ourselves, Lord. God, not in anything around us, but in you. And you alone, Father, we trust you. In Jesus' name, if you believe that, say amen. 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 If you believe that, say amen. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit COTR.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.